Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us this evening. It is pick night, ladies and gentlemen. We will pick our games against the spread this evening. This is like your favorite night of the week, right? My podcast partner in the upstate, but it's actually in the Midlands, Mr. Carolina Jackpot. What's up, buddy?
What's up? This is my second favorite night of the week. My favorite night of the week would be jiggy Sunday night. It's when we get to celebrate our wins. But I'll take it.
Well, anyway, the reality is that we're gonna pick our games against the spread. Let's look at it from a couple of different perspectives tonight. First, we'll go as my brain's tumbling here, Jackpot. Let's do our sponsors first. Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia. They sponsor the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, which, by the way, if you're in it, you have a chance to win $2,000. Biggest contest that we've ever had, right, Jackpot?
Yes, it is. My goodness. Whoever wins this thing stands to take home about $2,000. So,
you know, my wife has more picks correct than you and I do. That we're kind of basically being a shithole right now.
Yeah, well, it's early yet.
She turned in her picks yesterday. It took her 8 seconds. Okay. She didn't even watch a football game. It's like, what she doesn't know is that I sponsored her for this, so we're splitting the money. So if she wins, we split the money. If I win, then she gets all the money. That's how it'll work out in our house. Anyway,
nothing to worry about, sir.
Yeah, no, I'll be competitive, but we'll see. Anyway, Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. We also have Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport. The No Spin segment. Actually, we used to call that. Now it's just Fireside Chats with Uncle Kale. Uncle Kale, what you got for us, man? Did I send it to you?
I have nothing for you. Yeah, you didn't send it over.
Well, hold on. My bad. I'll send it to you right now.
No.
Here we go. Yeah, no, it's not that bad.
Deal with this bullshit. Sucks to be a Gamecock. How shitty are we? We're 32-point underdogs. Bless our sweet little hearts. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
How does it feel to be a 32-point underdog there, Jackpot?
I don't know. I just watch the games and pull for my team. I really don't give a shit about that. It is what it is.
Well, we'll go ahead and pull up the picks here for the folks that are in it. And I tell you what, it's some of these. There are a couple of good games this weekend, right, Jackpot?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we will. We're gonna go over some of our. We're gonna go over our picks now. I'm bringing them up here. The week three selections. And I tell you what, South Carolina is a 32-point underdog. Wow. As I was saying, I don't know what it's like to be a 32-point underdog. That's why I was asking you, Jackpot. Dennis says you should be used to it. Oh.
Should be used to what?
Dennis is coming off the top rope being a 32-point underdog.
Well, fucking why? We ain't never been one before.
Well, goddamn. All right. Well, let's look at our picks here. The first one is Auburn at Penn State. Auburn has played absolutely nobody. Penn State has a win. A win over Wisconsin. That's their big win, going on the road and getting that. They're a 7-point favorite. Which way are you rolling in that matchup there, Jackpot?
Well, I don't like Auburn because I don't like Mike Bobo and that. But be honest with you here. And I like Penn State. I'm going to be objective here. I don't think Penn State's that good. I really don't. You know, they went on the road, and yes, they did win against Wisconsin. But Wisconsin had multiple opportunities to score in that game. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot. And if you'll remember in that game, Penn State let former Tater running back Ches Malusi go for about a buck and a quarter. Okay, so I think that Stank Bigsby and I can't remember the other name of the other kid at Auburn.
Bo Nix, right?
No, that's the quarterback. The other running back. They got another running back. About 100 yards a game. I think those are both better than Ches Malusi. So I'm going to go with Auburn to cover the short number.
The sad thing is that I agree with you. I'm not really buying into Penn State, and I think Auburn will keep it close. So give me Stank, Auburn +7.
Stank. Fuck that guy.
All right. Thanks for correcting me. Fuck Stank Bigsby. Got it. Alabama playing at Florida. The Gators are a 15-point underdog at home. Jackpot, which way are you rolling with this one? Going with the Crimson Tide? Or do you think that Steve Spurrier said the Gators can pull an upset, but he's old and senile, so...
Well, I have already learned that we don't need to bet against Alabama. Yeah, Florida looks decent. They're doing the two-quarterback thing. You know, they've rolled up a couple of easy wins and a bunch of yards against two teams rolling off the doo-doo truck. This is a totally different animal. I think Alabama covers that spread. I think they smack them around, beat up by 28 or so. You know, the last time they played, Florida covered the spread. They had to come from behind to do it, and they had a lot of weapons that they don't have anymore. So give me the Gumps in this one to cover that.
I'm going to roll the other way. I think Florida's going to cover the 15. It's down to 13 in some books now, so I think Florida will cover the 15. I may go out on a little bit of a limb there, and I'll take the Gators. Virginia's at North Carolina. Virginia is a 10-point underdog on the road against those wine and cheese bastards from Chapel Hill. Which way are you rolling there, Jackpot?
I'm going to take Virginia to cover the 10 against the wine and cheese bastards. Virginia's beaten UNC about 3 times in a row. And Virginia's looked pretty good through 2 games this year. Looked pretty good. Illinois is not a really good team, but I mean, they absolutely housed them in an early spot. The game started at 11 a.m. this past Saturday. You got to get up to be able to do that, man. So they impressed me. I think that Bronco Mendenhall is a good coach, and their quarterback, what is his name?
I can't remember all the quarterbacks.
Anyway, he's a decent player. I think Virginia covers that spread. I think they keep it pretty tight, if not pulling the outright upset.
Yeah, I kind of looking at my notes here. Actually, I'm taking North Carolina with my research. I think they'll cover the 10. I like Virginia, but I think North Carolina will cover the 10 points. Next matchup is Virginia Tech, a 3-point underdog on the road at West Virginia. I'll go first here. Give me the Hokies to cover. I'm not that impressed with West Virginia. I think Virginia Tech's going to shock some folks. So give me Va Tech to cover or to keep it within the 3 points there.
I'm going to roll the other way and go with the couch burners. Justin Fuente is not a good coach. I know that. Yes, they got a doo-wop-wop feel-good win. And I call them doo-wop-wop feel-good wins because of Dabo. Just get some doo-wop-wop feel-good wins just because it just sounds like something cheesy and fucking – anyway, getting away from my one up train of thought here. I think North Carolina played a really shitty game, and I think they got ambushed in that game, which I should have been ready for it. But they, I still don't think that Virginia Tech's all that good. I mean, they're decent, but those ACC teams versus teams from other conferences haven't looked that good this year. So give me the couch burners. At home, they still got a pretty decent defense, I think. And they get that win against the Hokies. That's called the Black Diamond. Battle for the Black Diamond. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Is it like, and I'm not being a smartass, is it a piece of coal that goes to the winner?
I don't know. I think it's coal. They haven't played in a while.
Battle for the Black Diamond. Huh, that's crazy. Next matchup on the list is Nebraska at Oklahoma. You know, when we were kids, Jackpot, this was like, you know, the Saturday afternoon feature game, Nebraska playing at Oklahoma. I mean, this was like the national game of the week for a long freaking time. And now Oklahoma's great and Nebraska's a shithole. Nebraska's a 23-point underdog on the road. Will the Sooners cover?
No. I think that that Nebraska might get a little backdoor action here. Not that kind. I'm talking about backdoor cover. You know, they looked pretty bad that first week, but you know, they righted themselves the second game of the season against something called Fordham. I didn't even know they had a football team, but anyway. And then last week they took care of business at home against Buffalo. A team that a bunch of people were picking them not to cover the spread against. They actually kind of blew Buffalo out a little bit. I think they're quietly getting a little bit better here. I think Oklahoma and their defense is kind of suspect. Oklahoma says I think Oklahoma will win the game. I mean, by about three touchdowns, but they may have trouble stopping Adrian Martinez when the pocket breaks down. He can scramble around and get some yards. So give me Nebraska.
I'm going to go the other way and take Oklahoma. I think they're just I'm not buying Scott Frost. And it just seems like in his press conferences he's given up. So I'll take Oklahoma to cover the 23. Next up, Purdue plays at Notre Dame. Purdue is an 8-point underdog heading up in there to the land of the Irish. I'll go first, Jackpot. I think everybody's going to take Purdue after they've seen what happened with Toledo last weekend. I think Notre Dame is going to roll. I think they're going to win by, you know, 16 points or so. So give me Notre Dame, and I'll give up the 8.
Quick shout out over here on YouTube to Ethan Hewlett. It says, Carolina Jackpot tries to be Uncle Lou so bad. How? How do I try to be Uncle Lou? You could make the argument that Pigskin Pete tries to be Uncle Lou as he films his show in a studio that looks somewhat the same. He wears sunglasses inside. And tell me how I try to be Uncle Lou. Maybe Uncle Lou tries to be me, motherfucker. You ever think about that?
Why can't we all just be who we are?
Shove them right up your fucking ass, you stupid Georgia fuck. Anyway.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. Boom.
Fucking Tennessee, East Tennessee, whatever it goes, however it goes.
I've got that one. I don't get a chance to play that one very often. Hold on. Where is it? Damn it. Jackpot. Oh, here it is.
You fucking redneck cousin fucking chicken fucking hillbilly goddamn East Tennessee outlaw mud show piece of shit.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway, I'm gonna roll with Notre Dame here as well. I think there's a little bit of an overreaction to the Toledo game, Purdue's not very good.
Yeah, Purdue's not very. I think Jeff Brom's gonna get fired at the end of the year. So, the next matchup on the list.
Thank you for the chat. Says Muschamp is to managing a roster what Muschamp is to coaching special teams. We can't make a field goal.
Anyway, rolling along with our picks here. Thank you for the super chat, Megan. As always, we appreciate it. Cincinnati's playing at Indiana, and they're a 3-point favorite on the road at Indy. Jackpot, which way are you rolling there, buddy?
I'm gonna go with Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's the better team. Yeah, you know, we've got some people rolling with Indiana, I see, over on YouTube, some of these people that pretend to know what they're doing, but that it's going to be a loud environment. Okay.
I didn't see the super chat there. I'm sorry, Jackpot. We got a super chat we didn't catch there, buddy. Pillar Fluffer. What a great name. What college football channels would you recommend? Well, Jackpot, I like the, if we're talking on YouTube, I like 247 Sports, of course, with Josh Pate. And you know, Uncle Lou and I yell at each other, but Uncle Lou does a good show.
There's also a young man who does a show, I believe he's in college, the Gridiron Expert. The Gridiron Expert does a good show. I like the Pigskin Pete show. There's a guy that's actually a West Virginia fan called Gold and Blue Dude that I actually think's pretty good too. It's a lot of them.
I have podcasts that I listen to if you're into that. I mean, and Jackpot and I listen to some of the same stuff. I listen to Jim Cornette's podcast every week. I listen to Bruce Pritchard's podcast. And of course the Mazodcast. Don't forget the Mazodcast, for God's sake.
Yeah, I haven't been able to keep up with the wrestling ones like I normally do.
Mazodcast though is outstanding though. If you're into that, I listened to theirs today. As they were, man, their fans were pissed off they lost to Kentucky. Holy shit, they were mad.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anyway. So there's who we listen to. Sorry we missed your super chat there, sir. But that's who I like. Jackpot gave you who he likes. All right, let's roll along here. Georgia Tech at Clemson. Clemson's a 29-point favorite. Jackpot, which way are you rolling?
That's a lot of points. I'm going to go with Clemson. I think that maybe they get things right this week. Maybe not get it totally fixed, but I think they start to develop a little bit better, and maybe the ukulele starts hitting. So, you know, he's only completing like 50% of his passes right now. So, maybe he gets right against Georgia. Georgia Tech sucks. So,
Georgia Tech is not very good.
Whatever the under is on this game, I would take the under on the game too, because I don't even know if Georgia Tech will score. They're terrible.
I think. And they asked me about. I was also taking Cincinnati. Sorry about that. Before I moved to the next game, but yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati. I think they're going to go beat the piss out of Indiana. The Georgia Tech at Clemson matchup. You know. I think Clemson can beat Georgia Tech by 29 with their second string quarterback. So give me Clemson plus 29. That Georgia Tech's lost, I think, four in a row by 28 points or more. They lost 70-3 last year or some number like that at home. The big story will be, will they score on the Clemson defense? So give me Clemson to cover the 29. Against Georgia Tech.
Blake Robinson over on online says Kentucky doesn't win in Starkville. Mark it down. I agree with that. Kentucky sucks against Mississippi State and Starkville. They haven't won there since like 2006. So I agree with that.
Next matchup is Michigan State at Miami. Michigan State is an 8-point underdog in that matchup. Jackpot, I'm going to go with, make sure I look at my, because I wrote out my picks earlier. Yeah, I'm taking Michigan State and the 8. Miami has not really impressed me at all. So give me Michigan State and the 8 points coming in there.
Yeah, I think Miami will win, but if this was 6, I'd be rolling with Miami, but as it at the 8 points, it's kind of a weird spread. So give me Michigan State there as well. I think Miami will beat them.
East Carolina at Marshall. This is the Cale Hall special. I'm taking Marshall at home minus the 10 because East Carolina is not very good. So give me Marshall.
East Carolina's okay. they're okay. They just haven't. They haven't looked real good offensively all year. So, and Marshall has put some points on the board. They blew out Navy week one. Last week, they beat up on the Sisters of the Poor So give me Marshall as well to cover the 10.
All right, and the final set here, final game, South Carolina is at Georgia. The Gamecocks are a 32-point underdog. In all my, I think this is my, 18th year covering the Gamecocks. I've never seen them be 32-point underdogs. But, Gamecocks are a 32-point underdog. Which way are you rolling here, Jackpot?
Ethan over there says East Carolina is terrible. South Carolina is just worse. They are not okay. Motherfucker, at least we're not losing to these damn teams. Like some teams like Florida State losing to fucking FCS teams at home. Just fuck it. I'm just fuck this guy. Getting on my damn nerves.
This guy getting on my damn nerves.
One time out. I'm going with Gamecocks. They're not covering that number. They're just not. I don't even know who their quarterback is going to be. If JT Daniels, if I knew a healthy JT Daniels was starting, I may think they may be able to cover that number because I think we're going to have a hard time moving the ball on the ground, which is, where we move it. If Zeb Nolan starts, the only thing I haven't seen, I don't think South Carolina can run the ball on them, but Zeb Nolan's not bad at the vertical passing game. I mean, he's really not. He can hit some downfield throws, so maybe he burns them a little bit. So I'm going to take the Gamecocks to cover here. You can cover shit with Stetson Bennett.
My big thing is that when I look at South Carolina, I don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be. I'm not really enthused by anyone that's on the that's as far as the receiving core. I think the defense is pretty good, but I don't think a lot of people are taking Georgia. And I think Georgia's going to run it up, so I'm going to take Georgia and give up the 32. I think this is going to be kind of a low end here for South Carolina, and I think the Gamecocks are just completely outmatched. And I think better days are ahead for them. But as of right now, I think Georgia's got the best defense in the country, and I think that Georgia is going to win and roll away with it late. And I don't know if South Carolina is going to. I mean, I'd be surprised if South Carolina gets into the 10-point range, and I think Georgia can put up 35.
What is the
so 10, there you go. There
what's the 10-point range?
If they, I don't think they can score 10 points.
But you said you think Georgia will score about 35, so that's not covering the number.
Right. I think South Carolina, I think Georgia's going to win 35. They may shut South Carolina out. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Georgia defense is that good. And I think there's a chip on their shoulder from when they got embarrassed a couple of years ago. The last time that happened,
they didn't make up ground for that last year. I mean, how many years are we going to have a chip on our shoulder for losing?
Look,
just saying.
Okay, and that's fine, but I still think the Georgia defense is too good. The South Carolina offense is not good. And I think that Georgia's going to run it up if they can. I really believe that. Yeah. So, look, I'm trying to win the contest here, Jackpot. We just have different opinions. It's okay.
I am too, but I mean, I just don't think that's a wise bet.
Well, it's my pick, and I tell you what, we will figure it out.
South Carolina just struggled. East Carolina, again. I mean, at least South Carolina's not losing to FCS teams at home, like teams like Florida State. So, I mean, you can say what you want to. There are a lot of teams that have struggled with inferior competition this year. I mean, hell, Oklahoma almost got beat by Tulane. I mean,
well, yeah, but Jackpot, I mean, let's be honest, though. This is the good Georgia team, even by the words of Shane Beamer. Shane Beamer said it's the best Georgia team ever. It's what he said in his press conference the other day.
Well,
so,
I mean, I don't really know. How long has it goddamn been since they've been shitty? I mean, and they're usually up there. Usually top 10, at least. But
Georgia played for a national title, what, 3 seasons ago? And Shane Beamer was a coach on that team and said that this team is the best Georgia team ever.
I don't believe that. Shit. That's
okay. Well, then, motherfuck you, Shane Beamer.
That's Coach B.
Your head coach there.
You see Nick Chubb. There's nobody with a Nick Chubb or Sonny Michel talent on this team at the skill positions. Nobody, period. If they are, they're on the shelf injured.
I think the defense is better.
Well,
it's funny because you know what he said right after that, right? That is not coach speak. That's what Shane Beamer said. It's not coach speak.
Yeah, because okay.
I'm just telling you what he said. He's quoted as saying that.
Well,
forgive me if
South Carolina will play great until the count toss. What is
forgive
that?
Me Mountain for believing toss. Your coach, Jackpot. Forgive What's me for believing mean? Your coach, Jackpot. What, Mountain Toss? I don't know what the hell that is.
Is that where they get the count, like the count from the Sesame Street, Count Chocula, they toss him around, count toss?
I don't know what that is. I'm just telling you, if your own coach said that, and, you know, and then I've watched the condensed game against Clemson I watched it 3 different times. Georgia defense is the best I've seen in a long time. Long time. So I think that Georgia is going to roll. And look, and South Carolina has to set it up as like, look, this is some growing pains type stuff here. That and why is Shane Beamer trying to be like Kirby Smart, not telling us who the fucking quarterback is? Don't be like those guys, Shane. You have the opportunity to be better. Don't do that. So there you go.
Well, maybe all right, he's going to find somebody that he wants to be the starter and he wants to make sure they're ready. I mean,
803-670-295.
Carolina's not going to be big mad. I'm not going to be big mad. I mean, I'm not expecting this to be a competitive game. I do expect South Carolina will cover the spread. Just because you cover the spread doesn't mean it's going to be a competitive game. Why would I be big mad? You act like I'm going to blow up and just, you know, lose my mind because we lose this game, which I'm expecting to fucking lose.
803-470-2905. I just think that it's just too big as far as the discrepancies on the on both sides of the line for as far as Georgia matching up with them. And I think the Georgia defense wouldn't surprise me if they pitched the shutout. 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. The way the Gamecocks can cover is if that 4-2-5 kind of slows Georgia down a little bit and Clayton White's got him kicking field goals instead of going in for touchdowns. So that's the one way that they can win.
Justin Hardy says, do you think South Carolina has a chance to upset Georgia? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, they just did it 2 years ago. Tell me what's so much better about the 2021 Georgia Bulldogs than there was from the 2019 Georgia Bulldogs.
I can tell you what's different for South Carolina. You don't have your first. No. But you don't have J.C. Horn, the first pick in the damn draft on the defensive side of the ball.
He was what, not there.
He still played. Israel McCormick is out there as well.
South Carolina has no secondary. Okay, Mac, we only gave up 77 yards passing to a kid who averages almost 300 yards a game throwing the ball last week. But we don't have a secondary, though.
Cam Smith is trash, Jackpot. He's going to end up getting y'all in trouble with the way he acts.
He is a legitimate second round draft pick. He just needs to tone it down a little bit.
You're saying that without holy shit. 803-470-2905. Bluegrass Sports Media says, what happens if South Carolina loses to Vanderbilt?
What happens if you lose to Vanderbilt? You act like because you had a transfer quarterback that actually can complete a fucking forward pass like you haven't had in the damn 10 years, that you're some kind of juggernaut. You outplayed Missouri in every facet of the game on Saturday night and still managed to almost fucking lose.
Oh, and by the way,
we're losing 7-0 to UL Monroe, a team who hadn't led in a game since 2018.
I fully believe this too with the Kentucky folks, man. They are
You beat Vanderbilt by 3 points last year. South Carolina beat Vanderbilt by 5 touchdowns. Think about that.
I just the Kentucky folks, and I was listening to the Mazodcast, and Colin Anthony, one of the hosts there, said
way closer to losing to Vanderbilt than we are, and have done it more frequently.
Well, this is the Kentucky team that has all their seniors and all of that.
Just Kentucky going to the Orange Bowl.
Shit. Oh man. 803-470-2905. I think that Kentucky, after this season, this is their year to be Kentucky's not making the fucking playoffs. Get the hell out of here.
I mean, Kentucky definitely better than Clemson this year.
Jesus Christ. Is there fucking whiskey in that Mountain Dew you're drinking over there? What the fuck?
No.
Oh, man. Anyway. Open up the phone for calls at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. You can join the show there. If you want to talk about the matchup there with South Carolina and Georgia, or Clemson and Georgia Tech. By the way, happy birthday to my son. My son turned 15 today. He's in there arguing with his mom, but it's happy birthday. Come here and say hello. You want to say hello? It's Jaden's birthday. He's 15. Say hello. It's my birthday.
Day.
All right, go on. There you go. As it's the boy's birthday. Anyway, we'll take calls at 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. You remember when Jackpot Jr. was that age, right? When he was 15? Remember that?
Yeah, it hadn't been but 5 years ago.
Yeah. Blake says Kentucky could go undefeated and not make the playoffs. Alan says happy birthday to Jaden, who's running around behind me now getting ready to go to bed. Boy's tall as all get out. He's taller than I am, Jackpot. He gets those genetics from his mom and his uncle.
Bluegrass Sports Media, Kentucky beats USC. You can't even beat a no talent Missouri team at home by more than a touchdown. Please lay off the damn meth.
I don't think that wow. What a ballsy statement that is. Look, why don't you just go with Kentucky should like be running around with their hat in their hand right now. They may have a quarterback that can throw the ball a little bit, but in the end, you're new to the party, my friend. You're a basketball school that decided to have a halfway decent football season.
Mizzou is 10 times better than you. They beat us by 7 points last year, too. So why, if they beat us 17-10, if they were 10 times better than us, they would have beaten us 70-10. Didn't happen.
All right, let's take our first call of the evening.
Don't ask sports media.
And welcome into the show this evening.
What's up, guys? It's everyone's favorite dickhead.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite dickhead. Oh, we have music for you, dickhead. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Dickhead music. All right, Megan, what do you have for the show?
That's a catchy little ring to it. You got to admit that.
I tell you what, I will email you that if you will make it your ringtone.
Unfortunately, I don't think my company would go for that. But I got a question for Jackpot. And he said he's not expecting this game. You know, he's not expecting to win this game. What? Are there any moral victories? I mean, what would make you happy? Like a 14-point game? What would you consider a success Saturday?
God, put me on the spot. I would say South Carolina rushes for at least 100 yards.
Hold on, Jackpot, let me deal with something over there in the chat room for just a second. He doesn't delete his post-game videos, you simpletons. He leaves them up. Are you people out of your fucking mind over there? If he does a post-game video, he doesn't delete it. I've gone back and watched post-game videos from fucking 4 years ago. Holy shit, stop. South Carolina doesn't have the talent to beat Georgia, but for some of you fans over there and the way that you're acting, I goddamn hope they do. I hope it's, they stun the damn world and they rip out the hedges and burn them at the damn middle of the field. Maybe that'll help some of you guys. Holy shit.
I timed out SEC Dog for 300 seconds just to fuck with him a minute ago. And he just sent me a fuck you email. No shit. I'm gonna have, I got to. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry.
All right, well, Megan. Anyway, I agree with what Shane Beamer said. This is like one of the best Georgia teams ever, and I don't think South Carolina has the horses to play. So,
well, I will tell you this: I have not been impressed with Georgia's run blocking and their run game in general. They didn't do much against Clemson. They did when they had to there at the last of the game. But they by no means went out and dominated on the ground. They really didn't run the ball very well against UAB. You know, even if you go back to last year, some of those games where JT Daniels threw for, you know, 390, whatever, because we couldn't run the football and they gave up. I just don't think I don't think folks are looking at our lack of a run game, and I think South Carolina can possibly expose that. they sure got the D line to do it, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see on that front, but it's just a mismatch, you know. I mean, and South Carolina doesn't really have that secondary that they had that can, and Jake Fromm's not your quarterback, you know. There's that too. So,
yeah. Well, I will say this: I think some of the Georgia fans that are really going at Jackpot hard right now, I think they're thinking that they'll make that post game video even better by just agitating the piss out of them during the week.
He's going to be pissed off if they lose anyway. If the Gamecocks lost to fucking Alabama by 70, he would go on the fucking goddamn thing and say it was nothing Alabama did. He did that shit when Clemson went up there, when they went up to Clemson and they lost 56-7 to Clemson. Okay. He got on the damn, he got on his video the next day. He got on and said, I ate too much pizza. I drank too much beer. It's made me fart that stinks. But by the way, it was nothing that Clemson did. It was all Will Muschamp, and it was all of what South Carolina did to themselves.
Lack of preparation. Yep.
Fuck. I literally, he triggered me. I'm driving down the road, listening to this video, and I'm like, this motherfucker lost by 49 points, and no, Clemson had nothing to do with that. Get the fuck out of here. I was mad as fuck at him, too, for that shit. Fuck you for that from 4 years ago, Jackpot. Suck a dick on that, Jackpot.
You eat one, too. Yeah. Look, I'm talking down truth. We weren't prepared. We weren't. Were we prepared? No.
Fuck off. You got blown off the damn line of scrimmage. You look like a cunt. Prepared my ass.
These fucking Macaroni Monster says Jackpot's eyes are going to be open Saturday. To fucking what? To what? To what? I done told you I don't expect to win the fucking game, and I don't expect to be damn competitive. What am I going to be open to?
Megan, just so you know, tomorrow I'm going to have Trip Towers on from the AJC to talk about Georgia.
So. Fucking too late. Nobody says anything to them, you know. But you're the only team in the fucking world this year that struggled to beat a damn the fucking team. Shit.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure out who you guys are going to start at quarterback. So,
yeah, I mean, is that not Georgia or what? We stick in this scout team hero, and he has a great game, and then he's thrown his back out apparently after one game. It's unreal. It's just unreal. So, but hey,
I'm starting to buy. I'm not saying that I agree with you because I think a lot of your shit is silly, but I'm starting to buy into this is just a Georgia thing. How in the fuck does really the 14 is. Guy go and throw his back out against UAB? How the fuck does that happen?
It's what the
Jack Pot being a couple of elementary right schools and thinks Star is a blue blood.
Anyway, what let you finish that there, Beg and Megan. What you got, man?
Let me tell you one of my favorite lines from last year's post game videos. And yeah. I'm pretty sure he did say it wasn't nothing Georgia did after that game, but the Texas A&M game. He said he was mad. Down. We should have beat them. We're a better team than they are. South Carolina was a better team than Texas A&M last year.
That was
gold to me.
Yeah. Megan, I'm going to shoot you an email with something that might shock your brain later on. Something that's going to hit the airwaves here in the next couple days that I can't put out there. But shit is all going to flow in some spots. So I may email you something. I already told Jackpot, and Jackpot laughed his dick off. But I can't announce it here because I have some sources, but nothing that I want to put my credibility behind yet. I know you laugh at credibility with me, but as far as you know, I do cover some stuff as a journalist.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put the wrong info out there. But this is if this happens, holy shit with all that. So I'll send that to you later on.
Well, you got me interested. You better email it. Don't.
I'll email it to you in just a minute. I'll send it to you in just a little bit.
All right, there you go. Enjoy the show.
Megan, joining the show here. Thanks a lot, buddy. All right, you're free to call in 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. You would like to join us here on the Rob and Kale Show.
Jackson Muschamp is a dual threat. He's a dual threat. What? Sit on the right or the left-hand side of the bench?
Yeah, he plays guard end and tackle. He sits on the end of the bench, guards the water bottle, and tackles anybody that comes near it. All right, welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening.
How's it going, Bluegrass Sports Media?
Bluegrass Sports Media, look, sir, I can appreciate you being a Kentucky fan and being passionate about your rock. You're saying a lot of dumb shit in the chat room, sir, that you can't believe half that shit, can you?
What am I saying is dumb?
You think South Carolina's losing by 21? Did you write that you're going 10-2 this year?
Okay, listen. I was at the ECU game. Their offensive line is probably the worst I've seen in the SEC in a very, very long time. Their defensive line is actually the strength of their team. We have a top five offensive line in the country with two probably top three round draft picks on the O-line and four guys that are going to get drafted. We have an all SEC running back and our passing game is getting better. We're going to beat the hell out of South Carolina.
So, all right. Well, we'll see. I mean, that's the only thing I can say is we'll see because I'm not, when it comes to Kentucky and offense, I'm not really buying what you guys are selling.
You struggle to beat a terrible Missouri team at home. I've been told it gets loud in Lexington.
You say they're terrible. First off, we had
they're
the
not
same
good. They're not good. They struggled to beat Central Michigan at home. They're not good. They're disappointed.
They're gonna beat you this year.
Sir, can I bring something to the table here? Other than last season, Kentucky's. Like, you know, you haven't won by 21 points over South Carolina. And last year was a COVID year.
But South Carolina's way worse than they were last year. I mean, you take J.C. Horn, I can't pronounce the other corner's name, Malafau, is that how you say it?
Israel Mukwamu, sir. You will not disgrace the good goddamn name of Israel Mukwamu on this show. He is an outstanding defensive
back on his name.
He was a really good football player. I just can't pronounce his name. I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, and we won two games with those great players because we had a horrible coach.
Yeah, you won two games and you got worse. You guys are worse this year.
No, we didn't. We've won as many games this year as we won the entire season last year. How is that worse?
Because you're not playing the same competition, first off. Secondly, you have a graduate assistant that's throwing interceptions for you on offense.
He's also throwing touchdowns.
Saturday.
He's undefeated as a starter, sir.
He's
undefeated as a starter.
You know, he's very undefeated. And if Colt Naylor's would have handed the fucking ball off to throw in a screen, you'd be 1-1 right now.
Under
that logic, if fucking Eli Drinkwitz would have punted instead of going for it on 4th and 3, Mizzou might have whipped your ass. How's that? We can do what ifs all day long, brother. If I were 6'8" with my jump shot, I'd be in the damn NBA. Just saying. Come on, man. We can't do what ifs. Yeah.
We can't do what ifs. They are 2-0.
Right.
They're about to get demolished by Georgia this weekend. And then they're going to get beat the hell
hold on. Georgia's going to beat the shit out of a lot of fucking people, not just South Carolina. Georgia should be double-digit favorites in every game they have left on the schedule, with the exception of Auburn and Florida. They should be double-digit favorites across the board.
Let me ask you seriously: Do you think you'll play Georgia to a 14-3 game again this year?
I seriously think we will compete with Georgia.
Meaning what? I mean, what kind of score are you thinking?
I'm thinking, I think within 7.
I think that's a road game. You know.
I understand that, but our offensive line is probably the best in the SEC.
Get the hell out of here.
I'll give you your
all SEC first team tackle there. I'll give you him, but you think you have the best line in the SEC?
They did pick up one from LSU, didn't you? Did you pick up an offensive lineman from LSU who left that dumpster fire?
Yeah, Darryl Rosenthal. He's our starting right tackle.
Well, congratulations on getting damn LSU's fucking failures to come up there and rescue your program.
Actually, sir, he's not a failure. He was the starter for 2 years there.
I don't give a shit. He left down there where apparently Ed Orgeron's okay with rape and everything else, and he decided, fuck it, I'm leaving.
I don't blame him for leaving. I understand, but he's not a failure.
I wonder why he left, though. Seriously, I'm not mocking you from your team, but why would you leave LSU? You're going to be a starter. I don't understand why you would leave LSU if you're going to be a starter, where LSU's more of a national brand than Kentucky is, and you're probably going to get more eyes on you at LSU than you would Kentucky. So I don't know what the hell happened there, but we'll see.
I don't either, but I think that's going to be a very, very good football game, because Georgia's got the best defensive line I've probably ever seen. Seen in at least a while. I mean, they're great. And I think that's going to be a really, really good football game.
South Carolina's defensive line, not too shabby.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bluegrass Sports Media, I appreciate you joining the show this evening. And you're always welcome to call in, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. 803-470-2905. Still taking calls this evening. Take calls about another 10 minutes before we get out of here. So, anyway, I'm not buying Kentucky at 10-2, though. Welcome back into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening. It's your dime. Hello. Spill it. Hello. What's up? Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I mean, I think it's going to be a competitive game this Saturday, maybe in the first quarter, second quarter. I could see it being like maybe a 15 or 20-point game at halftime. No. I mean, I don't know how good of a coach Frank Beamer is. But
Frank Beamer is not the coach. It's Shane Beamer.
Frank Beamer doesn't coach
anymore.
Shut up.
Holy shit. I blame Uncle Lou for that. That is some backhanded. You got to give Uncle Lou credit for that shit. That is some backhanded fucking silly there.
All I know is All I know is that South Carolina won the ACC championship in 1969. They're the 2010 ACC East champions, and they're a trash can program. Thank you.
Thanks for joining the show, sir. That's great.
Thank you.
803-470-2905. 803-470-2905.
For the insight. Brandon Coon says, do you think Kevin
Anybody Harris... Anybody else want to call up and tell us some shit we already know? Good evening, caller. Welcome into the show.
What's up?
What's up with you?
I was wondering if you guys heard anything about Southern Cal contacting Tony Elliott.
I heard that he 247 Sports listed him as one of 10 candidates to get into that job, but I'm hearing that there was like several different coaches that were linked way ahead of him. I don't think Tony Elliott's going to go to Southern Cal, but that's just a gut thing for me. But then again, in today's day and age, I wouldn't be shocked at this point. If he's making like I think $2 million at Clemson, if I'm Southern Cal and I could offer you six. Here's $2 million. I can go make $6 million. I'd probably go too.
Right, right. Well, you know, he turned down the Tennessee job, but
but Tennessee's a shithole, though.
He didn't want to get fired in 3 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, and look, and I say Tennessee's a shithole in that they're probably going to be dealing with sanctions. They probably weren't going to pay him as much money as he wanted. And he knew going into there that it would be a complete rebuilding job. And, the thing that bothered me with that was that their athletic director lied and said they didn't interview him, which was just fucking stupid. But they wanted Tony Elliott for that job. And they got Josh Heupel, and he may end up working out well for them. But I don't think that I don't think he's going to go to Southern Cal. I think he's going to wait.
Tony Elliott said he would stuff his money in Del Taco bags.
No. At Clemson, it's Chick-fil-A bags. God's chicken, Chick-fil-A sir. Bags. No Del Taco bags. Get out of here with that nonsense. Both
ends now.
All right, brother. Hey, I appreciate you calling the show, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't Tony Elliott from Southern California originally?
No, I think Tony Elliott, I've got his bio. It's funny because I was reading about this earlier. Tony Elliott, where was he born? Let's see here. Yeah, actually, he was born in California. Yep. He's from Watsonville, California. So, yeah.
There you go. He might want to go back home if they offer him some more money.
Well, we'll see, man. You might be right.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. At this point, I think some people are looking at it for me and like, maybe they should take him because there's not happy people right now.
Macaroni Monster says South Carolina is the Washington Generals of the SEC. No, we're more like the 1976 Tampa Bay Bucks. Well, like 0-16.
What? Vodka drinker, I didn't know about your brother. I'm sorry if I didn't let him speak on the show. I don't know if I missed him or not. He's welcome to call back. And I don't know what, as long as he's got something cool to say, we're cool with it. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Is Gamecocks going to get this W over Georgia? That's what's up. I'm calling it right now.
I like it.
W.
Cool, man.
Why? Because we are the South Carolina Gamecocks. And I'm calling it right now. Upset.
I hear you.
We're going 3-0. We are going 3-0 against the Georgia Bulldogs. And I guess I'm being very, very confident about it. But at the same time, if we do...
There's
going to be upset somewhere in this week for South Carolina. If it's not going to be Georgia, it's going to be Clemson. Because I'm calling the two upsets. Georgia or Clemson, and it could be both.
No. Who knows? I think we're probably more likely to shut down both legs. Well, reference to it.
I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to be realistic Carolina Jackpot, I respect you. I love you in all sorts of ways.
You want a date? You want a date? I'm friends with him, man. We could probably work something out. You want a date, brother? He probably knows where the best barbecue is in four damn different states. He's a hell of a date.
But in all seriousness, one of the upsets for South Carolina will be Georgia or the Clemson game. And one of those is going to be like a great game for, you know, just for the South Carolina defense. And I'm calling it right now. South Carolina's defense will upset one of these teams. If it's not going to be Georgia, it could definitely be Clemson, especially with Clemson's sketchy offensive line. So, like, I'm being very just really looking forward to these games. No matter what it is, yes, the ECU game was really terrible offensively with turnovers, and I get it. And if South Carolina throws the ball to Georgia, it will be awful. But we will defeat them.
Where you hear all the intimate details.
Sorry, couldn't help myself. Well, good luck with all that, sir. Anything else you have for the show?
Just keep faith. Keep faith in South Carolina. God's team.
Holy shit. Goodbye, sir. Thank you.
Right. We replaced Clemson.
God fucking damn.
God got tired of them pick sixes.
That's fucking trash.
803-470-2905. If you'd like to join us here on the show, take calls for a couple more minutes here. We did get a caller saying South Carolina's
just the upset. It's a comrade in disguise. No. But you know why I made some of those picks? I went with Cincinnati in that game, and I went with Auburn, which is the computer. When I plugged my numbers in, told me that that's what was going to happen.
You're also, wait a minute, you used the comrade's computer? You really did? Get the fuck out of here. You fired it up? Yeah. Old comrade's computer.
He's not even in the on the show anymore, and he's still behind us in the contest, even though I don't know if he's using the computer or not, and he's still trailing us.
Fuck the comrade's computer. Welcome into the program. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have a question for South Carolina Jackpot.
Okay.
How was the game day experience in Greenville, North Carolina? I'm just kind of curious about that.
Oh, it's pretty good. I mean, it's different. I mean, they got it's the tailgating scene is just different than what I've experienced at South Carolina. You know, I mean, I parked in somebody's house, like in their driveway for one. I mean, instead of parking at a roofing company or wherever we park at on the railroad tracks, so wherever you park at South Carolina.
Next to the fucking meth lab or whatever the fuck it is down there, shithole.
They all have their tents out there. Every one of their tents is identical. I mean, I think they bought them all from the same place. But no, there were some really nice people. I mean, they were cool. Somebody just pissed me off a little bit that was sitting near us. But other than that, I mean, it's a pretty cool place to go to see a football game. I definitely wouldn't mind going back. I wouldn't mind going back. Everybody up there was respectful, and they're like congratulating us after we won. I'm like, seriously, y'all deserve to win that game, you know. So that's that. But yeah, pretty cool people.
Was this your first time at the ECU campus?
No, I actually went up there when I was 10 years old, when I was just a Ute. But I mean, obviously I don't remember much about it, and the place was a lot different back then. But I mean, seriously, I mean, the two grandstands, that stadium, are still there.
But I mean, they built onto it, and actually, under you went underneath the stands to walk up, and it used to be gravel in 1985 underneath both the series. Gravel. Yeah, I remember that vividly because I remember telling my mom, "This is not like it, South Carolina. This is not like Williams-Brice." But yeah, so they've done a lot of upgrading up there. Another study that I used to go to a lot as a kid was at Virginia Tech. They did a lot of upgrading up there too. Woo, place looks totally different now.
Was it gravel at Virginia Tech?
No, but it was just, I mean, it was just two sides of the stadium, which is huge, and it went up. It goes up like really steep. But there was no end zone, none of that. There was like one little set of bleachers in one end zone and then nothing in the other one. And only held like 50,000 people then. And now I think it's like almost 70,000 seats. So, yeah, and they redid everything there. And they call it Hokie Stone, like this granite that comes from near there. And they didn't have any of that stuff back then. It was just a old, you know, plain – the old Jane football stadium then, but yeah, good times.
Do you need like a parking pass for someone's parking lot, or like how
no?
Did
he
work
he
out,
he parking? Said he said he parked at somebody's house.
Well, I parked in this lady's in her yard. Her and her daughter were you parked. They had $20 to park in their yard.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I was just wondering, like, did you need a pass or would they? Oh, okay. Sorry. Like, that is.
I don't know. I'm sure there are places there that you can park.
All right, man. We've got to move on, buddy. We've got plenty of people trying to call, man. But
you're in the Pirate Club.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. 803-470-2905. If you want to get into the show here late, 803-470-2905. If you'd like to join us here on the Rob and Kale Show, there you go.
Bag of Megan says, dumbass sports media is approaching Lance and Jasper territory. No, he ain't that.
No, but the sad thing is that I think he believes what he's saying. I truly believe that. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, I'd let you know that I seen a post on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, that Georgia named Stetson Bennett as the starting quarterback for this week.
I'm going to have on Chip Towers from the AJC tomorrow, and we'll know a little bit more about who Georgia's going to run out there at quarterback. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure if it was true.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who put that out there, but I don't know. Getting information out of that Kirby Smart camp up there is, you know, it's like getting stuff out of the Kremlin. So,
yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know who they're going to roll with, man. We'll see. Thanks, buddy.
Good cut.
All right. 803-470-2905.
803-470-2905. All kind of stuff. All over the, I mean, we got. One says, I heard Stetson Bennett was hurt. You got Barry Anderson over here says JT and Step will both be available, blah, blah, blah. Who the fuck knows?
Someone says I'm big fucking people. Hold on.
Man again.
Yeah, hold on. I don't big time anyone on this show. Holy shit. If you're saying stuff that isn't stuff that's, does anybody really want to hear about where fucking Jackpot parked, for fuck's sake? Holy shit. No, I mean, goddamn. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I was just want to know how y'all think South Carolina fares against my Wildcats, not this game, but the next week.
Well, we'll see when that game gets here. We got to make sure who's injured and who's not. Injuries are a big part of the game. I don't like looking a week ahead, but that's just me.
Yeah, it is.
I, I remember after the East Carolina game, I saw Jackpot say that Missouri and Kentucky are just slightly ahead, and I disagree strongly.
Are you a real Kentucky fan? We've got two Kentucky fans listening to the show tonight, Jackpot, and it's not basketball season. What in the blue fuck?
Hey, the football program's catching up. You know that. We're top 16.
Well, I mean, your stadium's named after a fucking supermarket. But that's good, though, right?
What? There's a supermarket called Commonwealth.
Well, we're telling.
Can you imagine people talking shit about, we'll meet you at Kroger Field? And I'll be like, well, what the fuck? Are fucking Cheetos on special? What the fuck is that all about?
Once in the last 7 years.
I mean, I don't give a shit about Kentucky and South Carolina playing. It's not my team. I just think it's funny it's Kroger Field. That's funny to me.
Yeah,
that's better than isn't Louisville Stadium Papa John's Stadium?
No, it's not anymore.
Not anymore.
It's a racist. Remember, they took that off of there.
Oh, okay, because Papa John's a racist. Oh, got it. Anyway, I think that it'll be an interesting matchup next week. We'll see. Even when Kentucky's pretty good, they have issues at Williams-Brice, so we'll see.
We have issues where?
At Williams-Brice. You can look at the matchups that have been there and the games that Kentucky wins. I pulled it up earlier. Kentucky, it's not like Kentucky goes in and blows out South Carolina in Williams-Brice. It just doesn't happen very often.
We blew it out at Kroger Field last year.
Well,
yeah, I think we had like 44 players
on. It was a COVID year. It was a COVID year.
That's fine. We struggled last year too. All I'm saying is South Carolina next week is going to just be a little warm up for our Florida game coming the week after.
Okay.
Well, you're not playing anybody worth a shit before then. Mizzou looked pretty good, but your non-conference schedule is hot dog water.
Hot dog water. I mean,
East Carolina ain't all that either, so. Snuck by sure. them.
All right, man. Anything else for the...
Clemson is, and they're on the non-con, so.
Anything else for the program, sir?
No, I was just letting y'all know that the Wildcats are going to be beating y'all on your own.
Make sure you call back regardless the week. We're on Sunday afterwards. And if you guys win, I tell you what, if Kentucky wins, I'll play Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley because that's the only song about Kentucky that I like. So there you go. We'll have a little old cold Kentucky rain. We'll have that for you if Kentucky wins. All right.
Kentucky Rain. I'll even sing it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, great, man. I'll drink some Kentucky bourbon. There you go, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. All right. We'll take one more call at 803-470-2905 before we wrap up this evening. 803-470-2905. You want to get in? These Kentucky fans are thinking they're just going to roll in.
They're going to pass an attack.
Don't they know they have to go through the ghetto to get to that damn stadium? You need a fucking hazmat suit down there.
Not,
shit.
They're not used to that. They're not used to that.
They're not used to that shit. Anyway, 803-470-2905. We will take one more call this evening.
It really is sad that we've gotten to this point where Kentucky is right at this point in time a better program than South Carolina. But, I mean, that's the Will Muschamp effect for you.
Will Muschamp. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Yes, I'm enjoying the show. I had a quick question.
Sure. Hold on 1 second, caller. Oh, Will Muschamp, right? Yeah.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
Exactly. He left a shitter at South Carolina. Anyway, what do you have for the program there, caller?
Yes, every year previously, they've kind of had, when Georgia and Carolina play one another, they kind of had a little build up about the relationship between Coach Smart and Coach Muschamp.
Yep.
And I see this about every year, and I have a question. Maybe, I don't know, maybe one of the other viewers be able to answer is, do you reckon they've ever crossed swords?
I think they sit in a circle jerk and jerk each other off. That's what I think happens. Fucking crossing swords is fucking, you know, Those two scissor each other. It's funny because I can say that shit and Gamecock fans are like, fuck, I don't want to agree with Rob, but fuck, maybe they do scissor each other. If you don't know what scissoring is, Google it. Google it in front of your wife. We'll have some fireworks. Macaroni says he wants a detailed breakdown with charts and graphs of where Jackpot parked in Carolina.
The stadium was right here. And then behind here, you got your grassy parking lot here. And then there was a residential street back here. And then there were residential streets here that ran, you know, parallel to the grassy field. Well, on the second street was called Forest Hills Lane. And I parked right here at a three-bedroom bungalow. I don't know. I didn't go inside. I just hung windows on it. Right there was where I was at.
Fuck you, pay me.
God damn, this show's gone to shit, Jackpot. Fuck me in the face. All right. Well, Jackpot, we'll see how the scores go. Thank you guys for entering the contest. If you missed any of the show, you can watch it here on YouTube, etc. You can also download the podcast. And by the way, in the past month, we've had more podcast downloads in it's like our biggest podcast download month in history. So the show is moving along here.
UGA defense will shut Kentucky's run game down for a fact, 100%. You ain't going to shut that Gamecock running game down, no.
Oh, Jesus. Man, Jackpot, really, man? You're really going to go with all that?
I'm calling it right now.
Madam, just a little bit curb.
The freshman goes home to the state of Georgia and rushes for over 100 yards. Freshman.
That's fucking trash.
I'm not buying that, Jackpot.
I'm buying that myself.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining the show. We appreciate it. We'll be back at it on Sunday. For folks that are watching the rundown, we appreciate you guys as well. Tomorrow, Chip Towers joins us from the AJC. Talk a little bit about Georgia. And we've also got Wes Bryant from the ACC Digital Network, former Wake Forest offensive lineman. He's going to tell us why the Clemson offense sucks. So we'll have that for you tomorrow.
Reed Blackley says, everyone subscribe to Jackpot so he stops fucking crying about views. Doesn't have anything to do with subscribers, sir. Just has to do with the subscribers viewing you.
Well, goddamn. We're getting some, our traffic's going up. We're doing all right. All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys on Sunday.